to you? Well, if you missed it, he said, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. But what he didn't tell you, and what's perhaps a lot more important, is that this is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. And you know what? Promises made, promises kept. I had claimed that I would do a themed show, you know, pretty soon, and you know what? Here it is. I've got a show that is titled and has a character that is vaguely philosophical. Now, I have the distinct displeasure of living with not only one philosophy major, but also another person taking a philosophy. Ooh, excuse me, a little bit of mic trouble there. I am also living with somebody, not somebody else, taking a philosophy class. So, granted, when they discuss class, it's insufferable. And I just wanted to, you know, give it back a little bit. People who have listened to my show for a long time know that this and my, you know, in-show discussion is also insufferable. So it's gonna be a really bad show, is what I'm trying to say. Despite that, though, we do have some good hits, good tracks. You know, it's gonna be, unfortunately, a lot of the same Neil stuff, because going through my playlist, it's, I really like a few artists, and you know, if you're still listening to me this deep in my career, you know that I've got a few artists that I really, really, truly do like. And in that vein, we're gonna start off with a track from Toro y Moi. But you know, you've heard a lot of Toro, you know, from his album June 2009 on the show, as well as What For, which is a great album. He just released an album called Outer Peace, which was, you know, not my cup of tea. Same thing with his penultimate album, Boo Boo, which I liked a few tracks on, but got really tired very quickly of. And in addition, when I listen to those tracks, I think about how I had listened to those tracks mostly on my way driving to work at retail. So a lot of bad memories attached to those tracks, especially as the air conditioning was not very stable during those days. In any case, we're going to listen to a Toro y Moi song called How's It Wrong? Because that's what I assume is on like a final exam in a philosophy class. It's from his excellent 2013 album, Anything in Return. Even people who aren't the most, you know, passionate Toro y Moi fans like I am will know the track So Many Details, which is fairly popular, has almost 20 million listens on Spotify, is one of Toro's biggest tracks. But let's give a listen to How's It Wrong from the 2013 album Anything in Return.
You
That was going to go on for another 30 seconds, and I didn't need to subject you to that, but that was the track How's It Wrong from Toro y Moi, formerly named Chazwick Bundick, now shortened and legally changed to Chaz Bear. Let me know your thoughts on the name change by personally reaching out to me. It seems that at the moment we have 6 listeners, and you know, usually I do drive away my listeners with obscure African pop as well as Brazilian music, and although I did find some more good tracks in both of those genres in the past week, they have not been included in the playlist, so I think it's only up from here. But next up, we have another vaguely philosophical question, You're So Right, from the 2011 album, Angles, from The Strokes. You're So Right is, would it be subjective, or would there be some sort of, here's the track. Oh, I can feel a sneeze coming on. Okay, it didn't end up reaching me. In any case, that was the track You're So Right by The Strokes from their third to last album? Strokes have been a little bit MIA in the past few years. We had 2013's Come Down Machine, as well as 2011's Angles, but yeah, 2013 was their last full length. They released the Oblivious EP in The EP is called Future, Present, Past. The second track is Oblivious. That was in 2016. Only 4 tracks, and one of them is a remix of the other one by a member of the band. In any case, Strokes have been a little bit out of action. Julian Casablancas' solo project, Julian Casablancas and the Voids, did release a project last year that was pretty well received. I didn't personally like it, but I'm not here to, you know, decide for the entire culture what's good and what's not. But what I will do is propose that you probably will like this next song I found it pretty enjoyable. It's by the group Tuxedo, and you know, there's a good chance that I've played this song before, but I didn't feel like going through my whole thing and seeing if it was, in fact, played before on the show. It's from the funk duo in L.A. based. No, excuse me. Seattle. No, it's L.A. and Seattle. I was right and I was wrong. By Mayor Hawthorne and Jake One, their duo Tuxedo, embodying classic disco funk of the 70s and early 80s. Here's their track, The Right Time. That was Tuxedo from their self-titled album, Tuxedo, from 2015. I usually like to give out the year before and after, but it looks like, you know, hopefully you weren't too worried during the playtime of the song. So, you know, our really eagle-eared listeners, that's not a thing, will notice that I went from how's it wrong to you're so right to the right time. And naturally, next up, we have a track from Depeche Mode from their 2009 album Sounds of the Universe, appropriately titled Wrong. That was Wrong, if you couldn't tell, by Depeche Mode. Fun fact, the word wrong is said 72 times in that track, which only lasts, well, 72 times in 3 minutes and 13 seconds. So if we have any engineers listening at home in Yonkers, that math is, what, approximately like a little over 5? Yeah, 5.46. Approximately 5.4583 repeating, just in case. I know you're doing the math in your head. In any case, we're done with the right and wrong vacillation now, and we will instead have Question, a single from Fat Night, who hopefully will release an album soon. But here's Question.
Question meant for you, so please be true and tell me honestly what you think of me. La, 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 la. Hot. Oh, this hot and cold has made me look. What? Do you hate me more?
just love me till we're tied up in the seaweed that we buried up together underground.
Question. Fat Night. You know the drill. I've already talked about them quite a bit. Four-piece featuring Gabriel Gundecker, a former Vine star, current, media producer. I don't know. He has Zendaya's Michi. It's great. Okay, next up is a track that I've definitely played before, but when I was thinking about the general philosophical theme, and I was just listening to songs on shuffle, trying to figure out, and also just, chilling. I looked at the title of this one, and I quite honestly had myself a good old giggle. The name of this track is The Less I Know The Better, which, truly hilarious in this context. I was thinking about looking this up for most of today, but it's like, to know is not to know. That's definitely not it. Oh man, if we had philosophy majors listening in. My roommate, of course, is in class right now. Probably facing similar questions than the ones I'm posing right now. But yeah, maybe I'll try and do some research during the playtime of this song. But you all know it. You all love it. The 2015 album Currents by Tame Impala. And this is its number one track, The Less I Know, The Better. The Less I Know, the Better, from the 2015 album Currents. I mean, I've already explained this. Just go back in the archives. You gotta wonder which track I played it on. Briefly, the Wikipedia says that... wait, hold up. This could get interesting. So it's a song released by the Australian rock band, not sure I agree with that title, Tame Impala, on November 29th in 2015, as the third and final single from their third studio album, Currents. The song's accompanying music video mixes hand-drawn animation with live action and takes place in a high school, especially the gym and locker room, where a male basketball player suffers a broken heart. All right, here's what Kevin Parker, who is the only person in Tame Impala, said about... No, wait, hold up. So he says that this song originated from his love of disco. He says, "That song originally, I thought, shouldn't be on a Tame Impala album because it has this dorky white disco funk at Tuxedo. I wouldn't call it cheesy, but it's not trying to be too cool because the lyrics are pretty dorky and the groove is pretty dorky. But at the same time, for me, I love that kind of music. I don't know why, but I've been obsessed with disco for the last year or two." Anyway, next up, we will have Computer Blue by Prince from the classic album Purple Rain from 1984. And I know what you're saying. Wait, DJ Roomba, how does Computer Blue by Prince relate to philosophy? Well, we're really stretching out pretty far here, even though the rest of the tracks are like decently related. But you may know that Niccolo Machiavelli wrote a book called The Prince about, I mean, just general philosophy and leaders and ruling countries. I read it in a political theory class a very long time ago. Here's Computer Blue from Purple Rain. From the artist Prince from the 1984 album Purple Rain.
Wendy? Yes, Lisa.
Is the water warm enough?
Yes, Lisa.
Shall we begin?
Yes, Lisa.
Boom.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, a little bit of a preview of what the next track is. But let's talk a little bit about that one. Computer Blue. Now, that's the one we just listened to. The track was 3 minutes and 59 seconds, but originally it was 12 minutes and 19 seconds long, with more verses, because in that one there's only one verse. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Let me... Yeah, Genius describes, of course, it says that what remains from that original 12-minute version is a lean but sonically dense piece featuring one of Prince's characteristically mind-melting guitar solos and his ahead-of-the-curve drum programming. Oh man, Prince. Definitely related to philosophy. Now, what you got a little sneak peek of was the track Where Do We Go from Solange in her track, or excuse me, her album 2016, A Seat at the Table. Where do we go? It's probably a question that my sweet maid has had to answer at some point. Let's see what Solange, here's Solange's track, Where Do We Go?
Now I don't know where to stand.
They got me again, looking away from the board. That was Where Do We Go from Solange Knowles. And next up, we have a track called Chamber of Reflection, which is what I call my sweet mate's room, because that's where he does his philosophy homework. Here's Chamber of Reflection. Chamber of Reflection. Excuse me if that was too loud. That was a track from Mac DeMarco. I did not identify him prior to the track. I was really on a roll, wanted to get right into it and not break my flow. That's from his album Salad Days, which came out in 2014. Rock and Roll Nightclub, his album, came out in 2012. Excuse me. Anyway, next up we have a track from the reunion album of the Ben Folds Five, who very famously only have three members, The Things We Do for Alliteration. So the album is called The Sound of the Life of the Mind, and this track is called Do It Anyway. Mm-hmm.
next on the line. It's risky, people love to tear that down. Let them try, do it anyway, risk it anyway. And if you're paralyzed by a voice in your head, it's the standing still that should be scaring you instead. Go on and do it anyway. Like the cover, and that's precisely why you'll love the book. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Tell me what I said I'd never do. Tell me what I said I'd never say. Read me off a list of the things that I used to not like, but now I think are okay. Wrong and right, deep down you know it's downright wrong, but you're invincible tonight, so you do it anyway. It's done, you did it. Despite your grand attempts, the chips are set to fall, and all the stories you might weave cannot negotiate them all. Do it anyway. Be honest anyway. So tell me what I said I'd never do. Tell me what I said I'd never say. Read me off the list of the things that I used to not like, but now I think are okay.
There, I got that one in time. That was Do It Anyway from Ben Folds 5 and their 2012 album, The Sound of the Life of the Mind. It's 9:53, but it seems like this is going to be the final track of the evening. It's a track from Anderson .Paak, Oxnard, and a musician who hails from Oxnard, but also made an album called Oxnard. He's releasing an album next month after just releasing an album this past November. Prolific stuff. He made and produced and finished up 30 tracks in this like creative outburst he had alongside Dr. Dre. So good for him. This is from his debut album, Venice, and it's called Miss Right, which I guess fits in with the earlier theme and would have fit better there, but, you know, we all make mistakes. Here's Miss Wright. Yo.
I need the right one with a bright imagination. Someone to talk to, somebody patient. I want a cold peace. I want a love sensation. I want the mind first. I make the body wait for it.
Wait for it.
Could be the right one with a little dedication. Gotta make me follow through. Gotta make me chase it. Oh, I want a stone groove. I want a love sensation. Someone to hold to. Someone to play with. Cause lately my whole being just wants what it needs.
Work.
Gotta make it taste. I mean amazing. You and my last name.
Sit.
Wanna have my babies.
Sit.
I'll take you all places. I want the world stage. A certified classic. Big planes. Light baggage.
Work.
I got a long reach.
Work.
You got that good conversation.
Work.
You're such a cold piece. I want it to be taken. Cause lately my whole being just wants what it needs.
Say,
I just,
Miss Wright by Anderson .Paak from 2011, classic Venice. No, I'm kidding. It's a good album. I wouldn't call it a classic. That's more Malibu, not quite Oxnard, but very excited for Ventura, which I believe is the title of his upcoming album. It's gonna be some pretty great stuff. I want to give a special thanks to how many listeners? Let's see, six. Hey, six. You put that upside down, it's 9. That would be a pretty... That was stupid. That's a Drake thing, right? Turn the... And it's something about Toronto and how they're the six. Anyway, thank you to all my good listeners for tuning in and listening and sticking with it for the whole show, maybe. Six listeners seems like, it was a steady audience. Stuck with it for the whole time. Unless people forgot about it and just put the volume all the way down, which is another possibility. But before I go, I do want to remind my listeners that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. Don't forget to check out our archives at wjrh.org of all of our shows from the past couple of years, except for the ones I'm clearing out because I want them off the website. I'm doing my best. A feature recently added to the WJRH website that you can now go to the schedule, and there will be links to the show pages in the schedule itself to allow for easier navigation of the website. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I enjoyed bringing it to you, and I will not be with you next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after, March 26th, I look forward to bringing you all the best music that clean artists have to offer. Goodbye, and have a great one.